You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Today, we're going to explore how we should all be more compassionate with others in this crazy world of ours today. Now, all of us have had disruptions in our lives over the past few months. Some have lost loved ones. Some have had to make career changes. Some have lost their jobs and have had difficulty finding another job. But there are some out there that have chosen to make a job move during this time. This morning, I talked to a friend of mine that recently made a choice to make a career move. She made a comment to me that resonated because she said, "Now I am sleeping at night. I'm happier. I'm content. I find the people I'm working with now care about me." How many of us can say that? How many of us feel that way about where we work? Now, in my lifetime as a nurse, in the roles that I have been in, I have found people to be compassionate. Whether I was working with other nurses, physicians, or colleagues in the consulting industry, I have found that people care about one another. But as a nurse, I can also tell you that I have had to witness and deal with patients being told that there's no hope and that they need to get their affairs in order. That's a tough one because it's hard to always be compassionate when you see the hurt in people at times. The breath get knocked out of them. And all of us need to be more open to stepping back and looking at what's in front of us. Do we feel the need to reach out and connect to that purpose for that person at that time point? Do we make that a goal every day? I will tell you that the healthcare policies that have had to be re-pivoted and reorganized over the past 9 months and the change that has occurred as a result of the pandemic, healthcare businesses have had to make some tough decisions. And I've seen people become less compassionate because there is so much change going on in the healthcare industry. Everybody's had to deal with quite a lot. But being sensitive to that compassion and working to strengthen relationships in your workplace will make you happier. But in my opinion, I believe relationships have suffered through the pandemic. We've all found ourselves alone, disengaged from our peers, our colleagues, our coworkers, even our family and friends. And that's been very difficult. So how do you find compassion for others in your life? How do you get your mindset around caring when really what you want to do is care about yourself? It's not easy today during the times of the extreme stressors that have gone on. We've seen the election and all that's ensued from that. There's been a lot of negative. People are anxious, they're fearful, they're upset. The times are very difficult. Difficult conversations have happened. Quite frankly, people have been rather ugly to each other, from what I can tell, on social media. We're only conversing, in many ways, by text, by telephone, cell phone, email, or by a platform such as Zoom. It doesn't really matter what form you are communicating with others in right now, because likely it has not been face-to-face as much as it has been in the past. So how do you connect with that person and find the strength if there is something that you need to discuss that's difficult? Many people do not like conflict, and dealing with conflict in the form that we're having to deal with it now is challenging. People are afraid to bring things up. People are afraid to discuss items with their employer because they are scared and fearful for their job at this point in time. People feel as though they're lucky to have the job they have. We've seen people across the country lose their jobs. We've seen people be furloughed or have their hours cut. Some have had their pay cut or their benefit package cut. And many, if not all, at some point in time over the past 9 months have had to start working from home. being totally virtual. And compassion is really difficult when you can only communicate in the way we've had to communicate. We all have fatigue at this point. But when you look at the worries that everyone has had, we all do need to be a little more compassionate with each other. But are you taking care of yourself? Are you meeting your own needs? I schedule time to be social virtually. I have many friends and family that we have had Zoom reunions, parties, game nights, trivia nights since all this happened. And yes, it's not the same as being in this room with each other, but we've had an opportunity for people to share. And some nights we get on with the intention of playing a game and we end up talking about somebody's troubles. I have been spending more time outdoors. I started a new hobby. I listen to books on audio. I'm eating right and sleeping right, which I really didn't do when I was traveling 300 days a year. I'm trying to take care of myself because if I'm encouraging my self-care, I have the ability to care for others. And that promotes positivity. And when you see all of the things going on around you to be somewhat stressful, it's hard to find that compassion. So as you start your week, think about the good things in your job, or think about the good things in a family dynamic. What are the fun things you do with either your work team or your family? We all know that nobody's family is perfect. I would venture to say that nobody's job is perfect. But you can put forth the effort to take the experiences that you have and the insight that you have and make things positive. Tomorrow is a new day. When you wake up, recognize your physical, mental, and emotional pain and strengths and try to bring that compassion and the harmony that you feel to others. You might find that being concerned for others will bring you joy. This has been Kelly to the Core. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.